The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live, and we're kicking off the third hour of the live Saturday edition. Plenty of time for you to share your thoughts with us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Drop by freetalklive.com and enjoy the features waiting for you there. You can actually create the content right there on the front page of the website. So whatever it is you want to share with us for us to consider to put on the radio waves, you can do that through our Reddit-based system. It is an easy thing to do. You just have to have a Reddit account, which is free, and a Free Talk Live account, also free. You link the two together in a very simple process, and it'll be easy for you to submit content right there to the front page of the website and vote up and down on other people's submissions. So go to freetalklive.com. And enjoy that. I was at the county fair today doing more outreach, getting the ideas of Bitcoin out into the public. I actually handed out between me and Daryl Perry, Chris Cantwell, and some other folks that were helping out there. We were able to get over 200 flyers out by right around when the time I left.
Sweet.
I was there for about 8 hours today, 8 or 9 hours, and 200 flyers about Bitcoin, informing people about this awesome decentralized currency that allows you to send money anywhere in the world in basically an instant for next to zero cost. And it's kind of been fun doing this for me, Mark, because I've been kind of honing my skills at pitching Bitcoin. You know, earlier in the week, I was a little rusty at it. I'd never done a Bitcoin outreach booth before. And of course, we've got the Bitcoin vending machine there from Project Skyhook for people to actually buy Bitcoin with. But ultimately, I think it's been a success. Even though there hasn't been a whole lot of Bitcoin that has been sold, that's like the holy grail. The first step is to get people information.
Sure.
The second step is to get them to get a Bitcoin app on their smartphone. And then the holy grail, of course, is to then have them buy Bitcoin. That's happened once so far, to my
knowledge.
You're
not making any profit on the purchase of the Bitcoins either, right?
There's a 5% markup on the Bitcoins.
A meager profit.
Yeah, I mean, whatever. That's not the purpose of the event. It's not necessarily to sell Bitcoins as much as it is to sell the idea of Bitcoin. So that's what I've been up to here this week. And it's important to be able to change people's minds on issues and introduce new ideas to folks, which is something you can't really do very easily in North Korea. Now, on Free Talk Live, over the years, I have been following some of the news developments out of North Korea. I just find the place to be absolutely fascinating in sort of a train wreck way, in that, you know, you can't look away from it. It's just terrible in so many ways, but very instructive in other ways as well. And of course, as we pointed out here, North Korea really is only a difference in degrees as far as, you know, how much state they have there, how controlling, how tyrannical the state is in North Korea. It only really differs in degrees. Kim Jong-il isn't that different from Barack Obama, and there's a good, or George Bush, did I say Kim Jong-il? He's no longer around.
Yes, he's different from them in that way.
What's the new guy's name?
Kim Jong-un.
Kim Jong-un, that's right. Thank you for that. So, the son of Kim Jong-il. Anyway, Kim Jong-un, who, you know, he's very similar to Barack Obama, but different in some ways. Obama is more powerful and more dangerous than Kim Jong-un.
But I don't think he's as unstable.
Well, I mean, Kim Jong-un certainly likes to rattle the saber.
How many people has Barack Obama executed with hand grenades or flamethrowers or whatever the hell they're doing over there?
Well, they wouldn't tell you about it, Mark, if they actually did that stuff. There's a bunch of people in Guantanamo Bay who've been tortured under Barack Obama's keep. And those were, what, amount in the hundreds, I believe? At Guantanamo?
Right. Well, I mean, the torture that you're referring to is the sort of ordinary torture of prisoners, right? Like being imprisoned.
No, I don't know. No. We're talking about force feeding and other horrible things. You know, there's terrible things that happen in Guantanamo Bay that don't happen at your average jail or prison in the United States.
The average jail or prison will force feed you if you refuse to eat. You have fewer people. You don't have the situation going on at ordinary jails that you do at Gitmo.
Hmm. Yeah, you mean by situation you mean holding people against their will who have not committed any crimes and have been convicted of any crimes, to be more specific.
Yes.
That situation. Yeah. And then, of course, having six sadistic guards being attracted to a job like that because they're outside of, any state jurisdiction. They're outside of the country physically and probably outside of any meaningful level of oversight.
I don't know. You're just leveling accusations now. I mean, yeah. They have the oversight of the commander of Guantanamo Bay and the oversight of every person that commands over them. So they have plenty of oversight. I don't know. I mean, there have been accusations made at Guantanamo Bay, but I mean, you're dealing with people, high profile prisoners, and accusations are going to be made.
Mark, just because Kim Jong-un, threw a hand grenade or had somebody throw a hand grenade at another person or sicked a dog.
All I've said
dogs,
is unstable.
Right. That doesn't mean that Barack Obama is less stable. He just gets to manifest his instability and his sickness towards his fellow man in different ways. He gets to drop bombs on people. He gets to, murder more people in more common fashion for the state. That's all. And I would, again, I say right. The difference in degrees.
Certainly, politicians use the guise of war, but, generally the people that are being killed because of politicians are being sort of killed without malice in the sense that it's just like, oh, well, we got a wedding party or whatever. So that's if you can't see the distinction there, then I don't know what to tell you.
I see no distinction. They're both criminal gangs, and one of them, at least in this country, has more legitimacy.
Which criminal gang would you rather live under?
I'm fine being right here.
Oh, so
thank
you prefer
you
this criminal gang to that criminal gang.
I told you
is
the difference in degrees. Yes, I told you it was a difference in degrees. This criminal gang in the United States has to be a little bit more cautious about the way they go about things.
Agreed. There's a distinction
but
in the stability of the regimes in these two countries.
But that doesn't make them less dangerous. They're more dangerous, if anything.
I didn't claim that they're less or more dangerous. They are less dangerous to me.
That's true. Of course, the people in North Korea believe that the United States is much more unstable and much more dangerous.
For good reason.
That's because they're told by the North Korean government that the U.S. government is the great Satan, that they're
evil. I don't know how many people in North Korea believe that.
I don't either.
If people in North Korea were given the opportunity to move to the United States, I suspect many of them would.
I don't know about that, Mark. I don't know what the percentages would be. There are people in North Korea who certainly are part of the underground. They're trying to spread the ideas of freedom from the
If it was
oppression.
Easy to leave, then I think more people would.
Certainly. I don't know whether they would run to the United States. They'd be far more likely to run to China or Thailand or something like that. Yeah.
Yes. You can run to China. You cannot run to the United States.
Right.
You must float or fly.
Unfortunately, if you run to China and the Chinese guards catch you or the Chinese police catch you, they usually will return you to North Korea.
So. I suspect for your summary execution or imprisonment.
Yeah, they'll put you in a work camp, most likely, which is worse than execution, from what I understand. But I don't know. That would be an interesting thing, Mark. And the thing with North Korea is it's not real easy to pull people there. So we really don't know. You know, if you believe the propaganda, then they would have you believe that everyone in North Korea loves Kim Jong-un and worships him as though he is a god.
Sure.
But we know that's not true. We know there are people there who know the truth. And they want to leave, but what the percentages are, I don't really know. Anyway, there's interesting things that happen as a result of North Korea being such a strange, secluded place. They got a sweet surprise, according to Mashable.com, from their neighbor to the south on Wednesday. In South Korea, about 200 people, South Koreans, along with North Korean defectors, packed 770 pounds of choco pies into plastic bags, which they attached to 50 giant balloons and released into North Korea from a park in the border city of Paju, according to organizers of the event. It was an act of rebellion.
Now, choco pies are basically small moon pies. We were sent some at one point.
Yeah, someone sent us a whole box of these
things. I'm not
sure
whether
they were
sent from South Korea or not. But they're these little moon pies, and I don't have much love for moon pies.
No,
anyway.
I don't either.
So I'm going to reserve judgment. I'm going to say I don't like moon pies, and I didn't like these, but you know, the people, different people are going to feel different about them, but they're all the rage there.
Well, what is the significance of this, you may be wondering? Why would someone put 770 pounds of Choco Pies into 50 giant balloons and
charity
send
would
them
be my guess.
Across the border into North Korea? It's an interesting story. We'll share it with you here in moments. You can share your thoughts. Maybe you've been over to Korea. You have some thoughts about the situation there. You can share those. And it's Free Talk Live.
Hi, everyone. I'm Chuck Woolery. After putting a few thousand couples together on Love Connection, you know that nothing kills romance faster than bad breath. Smart Mouth gets at the cause of bad breath without the burn. And you get clean breath for about 12 hours. Other mouthwashes only prevent bad breath for about an hour. Gum and mints, well, they just cover it up. Use Smart Mouth in the morning for great breath all day. Rinse in the evening for clean, kissable breath all night. You can even wake up without morning breath. Smart Mouth, for 12 hours of real clean breath, look for the green box at your favorite store.
When leading hardwood mills have excess flooring to sell, there's only one place they go. Lumber Liquidators, America's number one specialty retailer of wood flooring. This week, get amazing deals like gorgeous 3/4-inch solid pre-finished Brazilian cherry hardwood for only $2.99 per square foot. Or quick-click strand bamboo for 37% less than other stores. Plus, get first-quality laminate flooring for 49 cents. So go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find your local store. Special 12-month financing is available. Hurry, these deals end Tuesday.
Hi, everyone. I'm Chuck Woolery. After putting a few thousand couples together on Love Connection, you know that nothing kills romance faster than bad breath. Smart Mouth gets at the cause of bad breath without the burn. And you get clean breath for about 12 hours. Other mouthwashes only prevent bad breath for about an hour. Gum and mints, well, they just cover it up. Use Smart Mouth in the morning for great breath all day. Rinse in the evening for clean, kissable breath all night. You can even wake up without morning breath. Smart Mouth, for 12 hours of real clean breath, look for the green box at your favorite store.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com. Or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity mineral makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLouHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control, toll free here, 855-453. Why are people in South Korea sending 770 pounds of Choco Pies basically moon pies, as you described them, Mark, over the border in balloons. 50 giant balloons with 770 pounds of choco pies released into the air from South Korea over into North Korea just last week. We'll give you more details on that. You can also bring up whatever's on your mind. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Now, ExpressCoin, Mark, that is the place to go. If you've been thinking about getting Bitcoin, or maybe you already have some Bitcoin, you want some more, or maybe you want to try out that Dogecoin stuff.
Well, there's lots of cryptocurrencies over there. They've got Bitcoin, Dogecoin, Litecoin, Blackcoin, Darkcoin. These are all different cryptocurrencies. If you've been seeing the news about Bitcoins, you probably it's probably all very confusing to you, but... You know, there are a lot of people making a lot of money just trading Bitcoins online.
And people losing money.
Yep, people lose money, certainly. There's no doubt about it. But generally, the trend has been up, and that means generally the opportunity is to make money. Not to say...
If you're just buying Bitcoins, I'd say your odds are better of making money over time than if you're going to be a day trader or something like that. That seems like a really risky thing to do.
Well, you think that anything that has to do with money is risky.
Yeah.
I don't trust that... banking stuff. So, you know, whatever. Your risk tolerance is your risk tolerance. Yeah. You can go and do whatever it is you need, but you're going to need to get some Bitcoins to get started. And the way to do that is go through ExpressCoin.com. You can do it a variety of different ways. They've got, of course, money order, check, wire transfer options. But you can go to a credit union in your town, make a deposit, and have your Bitcoins within a business day. That's how quick they can do it. It's pretty fast. It's certainly easy, completely legal. They're a licensed MSB, inexpensive. Their fees are quite low. As a matter of fact, if you use coupon code FTL, you can get up to $40. If you purchase under $40 worth, you'll get no fee at all. So use coupon code FTL and get your first few cryptocurrency, you know, first few Bitcoins or whatever it is, whatever coins you get, and try it out. Because it's a great way to sort of dip your toe in the water and see what you think about this whole cryptocurrency thing. Here's what my belief is cryptocurrencies, online currencies, they're going to replace the U.S. dollar, the euro, the ruble, and all these things in the future. They're just going to make them insignificant, and they're already relatively unworkable. So I think it's going to be the new thing. So it's good to get on board early. That's my opinion. You can have your own opinion. But you can do it. You can get them by going to ExpressCoin.com. You can even do it from your smartphone by downloading the app from ExpressCoin.com. Yes, available in Canada. ExpressCoin.com.
All right. So we're talking about the choco pie phenomenon in the Koreas, North Korea specifically, where choco pies. These are little, you know, moon pies, basically. That are kind of average. I mean, I can't say I'm an expert at moon pies. I never really had them as a kid very much at all. I don't remember them in any significant manner to my life, but I've encountered them a few times as an adult, and I've never really connected with the moon pies. I was hoping the choco pie would be good. Like when we got them sent to us from somebody who bought them online and sent us a whole box full of these things, I was really hoping they would be good, but they really weren't that great. But nonetheless, some people really like them in North Korea, and we'll tell you why here in a moment. You can also call in about anything you want, but what happened was they sent 50 giant balloons full of 770 pounds of choco pies over into North Korea from a park in the border city of Paju in South Korea on Wednesday of this week. The pies are produced in South Korea, and they're wildly popular in North Korea.
Wildly popular.
Probably because they taste better than almost anything else in North Korea. fearful the treats would encourage an uprising, Kim Jong-un reportedly banned choco pies from the country earlier this month. Now, that news I had not heard. The pies, which have become something of a political statement now, are viewed as a symbol of capitalism and represent a taste of the world outside of North Korea. Choco pies have occasionally been doled out in North Korea as bonuses to workers in the Kaesong Industrial Complex.
I can imagine something like that. I mean, you know, they look like they'd last for a while. They have that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I would think that they'd be very much like, you know, cigarettes in prison, like a currency.
That's what they are. I mean, you were around when we talked about this before, right?
Yeah, I think so. Okay.
Yeah, because we had talked about the choco pies and their economic significance. Employees make around $100 a month at this industrial complex, according to the news site Daily NK, but only take home about 30% of their wages as a result of deductions by the North Korean government.
So they make 30 bucks a month?
That's what it sounds like, yeah.
Wow.
The pies were used to supplement low wages and give the workers a literal taste of the outside world. But now it sounds like they have been banned by executive decision. Quote, choco pies are an important mind-changing instrument. North Koreans are suffering and starving. But thanks to choco pies, DVDs, and large-scale labor migration to China, people don't buy the old story that the South is even poorer and the government does not sell it anymore. Andrei Lankov, an expert on Korean studies, told The Guardian. Other items like DVDs have also been transported to North Korea via balloons. And there was a neat documentary I watched from PBS called The Secret State of North Korea, I believe is the title of it, where they actually interviewed and showed some video footage of some smugglers who were smuggling DVDs and flash drives and things like that into
Choco
the country.
Pie smugglers.
I don't know if they were smuggling choco pies, but I imagine that does happen. Anyway, it's not unusual for such balloons to travel across the border to North Korea. Often they carry things like anti-North Korean leaflets and USB sticks containing photos from places outside the country. In response to the bombardment of chocolate pie...
How many people even have computers there? Somebody's making $30 a month. Tell me about their computer situation.
Well, they have them. I mean, they have devices that can accept USB sticks and play them back. And I imagine people share them if they can't afford to have one of their own. Like, you know, a DVD player in the United States is incredibly common. In North Korea, I don't know how common a DVD player is or a flash drive capable video playing unit. But I imagine if one person in a family has this thing, they're likely sharing whatever it is that they find to put on it with as many people as they can.
What an awful regime this North Korea is.
In response to the bombardment of chocolate pie-filled balloons, North Korea's leadership has threatened to shell the people responsible on the other side of the border.
They're going to shoot people for sending candy over in balloons.
Habu is with us in Madison. Oh, he just dropped off the line. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Story from WashingtonPost.com about the purported ban of choco pies in North Korea. They talk a little bit more about that here. I think it's fascinating because, yeah, these apparently are used as currency among people. And I guess another question is, how often do they get opened? How often are the pies consumed? Because remember when we read an article, and it might have just been the Wikipedia article about choco pies, I think it was like basically $9 was what one of these choco pies was worth.
Wow. You know, having spent some time in prison, I've got to say that I did see quite a bit of business being transacted in
cigarettes,
packs of cigarettes. And it was kind of interesting. Now, they did get opened and consumed.
Sure.
But it was interesting that you would see sort of, you know, people would take a carton container and then fill it up with cigarettes and then, you know, do whatever exchange they do. Some of the packs would be brand new. Others would have like sort of flecks of tobacco. You know, they'd obviously been around, they're beaten up and stuff. But, you know, they'd still trade.
Come back with more here in moments. And we've got an update on the NYPD cop who choked a man to death for selling cigarettes, actually. It's Free Talk Live.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your
your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, take control, toll free here. Bring up anything you want. We're talking about North Korea. Toll free number is 855-450-FREE. You probably haven't been there. If you're listening to the sound of my voice tonight, odds are good you can't really relate to a story about North Korea because most people have never seen the place in person. It's a relatively difficult thing to do to travel to North Korea. Although it is possible, apparently. I mean, various different documentary crews, especially from Vice, Vice.com, has some killer documentaries about North Korea. I highly recommend you check those out when you get a chance. Also, PBS with the Secret State of North Korea is one of the more recent ones about it. Of course, there have been historically many that have been done over the years. And it's just a fascinating place, just a fascinating study in a cult of personality. These men, Kim Jong-un, the current guy who's in charge of things over there, he seems to be losing his grip because as each successive generation goes down, you know, it was Kim Il-sung and then Kim Jong-il after that and now Kim Jong-un, it seems like he doesn't have the same level of respect that his father did from the people there, at least from my understanding of what I've watched and, you know, heard about what's going on out there. He doesn't hold that same level of authority that his dad and his grandfather did.
One thing about a controlled economy like North Korea is that you don't see innovation in the same way. I mean, in order to have innovation, you really do need to have freedom or some level mm-hmm. of freedom in order to see it. And here in the United States, fortunately, we see a lot of freedom around innovation. And one of the products that I've recently tried and I love and I'm never going to live without is a product that was created by a homeschooling mom who has some training in the area of sort of herbology and things like that, knowing about stuff and its properties. And so she created a product called My Magic Mud. Now, this is a powder, and it's black as midnight. It's amazingly black. And you dip your toothbrush in it, and you brush for 2 minutes. Now, my little Sonicare toothbrush actually goes for 2 minutes on its own, and that's how long it buzzes for, so it makes it very useful for me. But it removes stains from your teeth. Now, it doesn't whiten teeth in that it makes your teeth artificially white. It removes stains from your teeth, and it's not particularly abrasive. And people always immediately assume that. It's made of bentonite clay and charcoalized coconut husks. These are the charcoals, the thing that they use in water filters, and coconut husks are the best kind of charcoal out there because they really sort of bond with things. And what this does is it bonds with the crap in your mouth and takes it right out. I think it's amazing when I use this stuff because if I've, for instance, had some red wine, I generally, when I drink red wine, and it neutralizes the taste in my mouth as I brush around. Mm. And it's just amazing, the feeling. And to me, it just really says this stuff's working. But I could see in one application the difference of my teeth, and by four, the stains were gone. So if you've got – I recommend this for anybody because I the fact is my mouth feels cleaner all the time now. I don't wake up in the morning with that kind of film on my teeth, and that to me says that the My Magic Mud has really made a difference. So it's mymagicmud.com. Yes, they take Bitcoin. I know we're the sort of the Bitcoin show out there. Mymagicmud.com. At the very least, go there and watch the interview with biological dentist Dr. Griffin Cole when he explains the benefits of My Magic Mud. It's amazing stuff. Mymagicmud.com.
So, more about the choco pie phenomenon in North and South Korea, but specifically North Korea, where choco pies, a moon pie, have basically become currency. But now they've been prohibited, apparently, according to a story in the Washington Post. The North Korean border has never been a hospitable place, writes the author Terrence McCoy. It's home to mines, guard towers, and guns, all of it an intractable symbol of the animosity between the North and the South. But just 6 miles into North Korea sits a sprawling complex of factories, where today a very different type of struggle is underway between the nations. It's the battle of the choco pie. Under normal conditions, the South Korea-produced choco pie is more or less available to North Koreans thanks to the Kaesong Industrial Complex, where South Korean businesses employ thousands of North Korean workers on the cheap.
Oh, interesting.
You haven't heard about this?
I did not. I guess I just didn't
know.
The
last time we talked about choco pies, it was basically one of the points about it. This industrial complex, they bring in North Koreans, and actually they bring South Koreans into work there as well, from what I understand, and then they have to go home after they're done.
They mix. Interesting.
Yes, very interesting. And so they've been paying some of their people there in these choco pies in North Korea. Since the complex opened in 2004, South Korean businessmen have parceled out untold thousands of choco pies as bonuses to the North Koreans, and the workers in turn have created a burgeoning choco pie black market. It's difficult, according to analysts, to overstate the choco pie's cultural impact in North Korea. It's not just two chocolate cakes hugging a marshmallow mixture. It's capitalism. Delicious capitalism.
So I'm thinking about this. And I imagine that there certainly are sweets that people will pay $9 for, right, here in the United States.
That was a number I remembered. I can't say, Mark, that is the actual street value.
Let's say that they're worth quite a bit. Okay. I mean, I think that that's amazing.
Than their advertised price, I think, is likely the case.
I would agree with that because it's difficult to get them. Yeah. And, it would be a real treat. And there's probably not a lot of treats to be had in North Korea. I think of these stores here in the United States that have, like, cupcake stores.
We have one in Keene.
I imagine you're paying a sizable amount. I have never gone into a store to just sort of purchase a cupcake.
Oh, okay.
But I imagine that the amounts are pretty sizable for a good-sized cupcake.
The amount of what?
Dollars. The cost.
If you're going into a cupcake store, you're getting kind of boutique, gourmet cupcakes. So, yeah, you you're going to pay a little bit more than you'd pay if you bought like a six pack at the grocery store.
Sure. Indeed. And that's what I'm suspecting. And I wouldn't want a six pack from the grocery store. If I have my cupcakes, I want them made by somebody.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I would, you know, that's
somebody at the grocery store made them.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. It's just not the same for me.
I gotcha.
It really isn't. I just don't.
The flavors aren't as unique at the grocery store either.
I want nothing to do with store-bought cakes from grocery stores. Just mm-hmm. I won't eat them. I've eaten enough of them. They weren't good. I'm not going to try anymore.
All right, what's that have to do with prepackaged choco pies?
Well, the pricing. I can imagine that you could probably find somewhere in the United States, you can find a high-end sweet for $9. And
sure.
I'm thinking that I suppose that if this is a real treat for somebody, I guess it makes some sense that it would be that much. Seems too much to me.
Right. I mean, when you're scraping by eating grass... As
you have seen the stories.
Did you see that? Where there was like some pictures that leaked out of North Korea of sort of people in their regular life, which you're not supposed to see. When you visit North Korea, if you have a camera, you know, generally if you visit North Korea,
you stay on a specific track.
Yeah, you're where they tell you to be anytime they tell you to be there, and that is not going through regular neighborhoods and seeing people in their normal conditions. So there was like a picture of some guy who was literally bending over. And he was wearing, like, kind of a businessy suit. I mean, it was a crappy-looking suit, but he obviously wasn't a very wealthy person.
Yeah, he didn't seem to be a dirt farmer.
But he was literally pulling up grass and collecting it, in theory, to eat. I mean, that's what they don't want you to see. You
know, I keep telling my wife that we can eat dandelion leaves.
So, by some estimates,
tell them in the store.
As many as 2.5 million choco pies were traded monthly, though it's unclear who exactly was so assiduously following the choco pie markets. Regardless of its volume, the trade will now surely be shrinking. According to recent reports in the South Korean press, North Korean authorities have now banned the South Korean-produced choco pie at the Kaesong Industrial Complex following a lengthy crackdown on the chocolate treat that has made it scarce in Pyongyang.
So why do they care? Why do they want to stop people
because
from having...
Because it's a symbol of freedom to people. I mean, it's ridiculous that they would ban the choco pie, but that's what you expect from North Korea, is
China.
Ridiculous acts.
But look at China. China was a pretty closed state full of ridiculous stuff.
Yeah.
It's North Korea's only ally, essentially, Russia to some extent. Why not? Why not be successful like the Chinese?
Before, workers could pocket as many as 20 pies every night of work. But now South Korean factory staff say they'll instead get sausages, instant noodles, powdered coffee, or chocolate bars as a bonus. We'll continue here in moments. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Now, there's a little bit more to say about North Korea / South Korea, the news that comes out of there. You know, can you even believe this? Is this even a true story? And you can share your thoughts with us about whatever's on your mind. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves here in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live Saturday edition, which are coming up.
This is Mark Edge of Free Talk Live, and I've got something awesome to share with you. I've recently joined Liberty.me. It's an online city devoted to people who love liberty. Break free of the flame wars and bridge-dwelling denizens of Facebook. You deserve better. You deserve a friendly, ad-free social network where you can chat 24 hours a day with like-minded souls around the world. Attend live interactive classes with experts on economics, finance, politics, and money. Access a vast library of books and discuss them with your reading group. Better your life with exclusive self-help guides on investing, self-defense, homeschooling, security, healthcare, saving money, and starting a business. Become a libertarian luminary yourself and get paid in the process by publishing your works on Liberty.me. Get tipped via PayPal and Bitcoin.
The first step towards freedom is to invest in yourself. Start your free 30-day trial now at Liberty.me.
I love being a member of Liberty.me, and I think you will too. The first month is free. Sign up and say hello.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship with your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Whoa! This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now's the time to stock up on all factory-fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The giant factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Yes, that's right. We're talking about choco pies on national radio. What is a choco pie? It is something that's really only available in South and now banned from North Korea, but it's produced in South Korea. You can actually order them online, and that's how I think one of our listeners sent them to us through some Amazon store that sells them. So you can, if you really want to try,
we got a whole box of these things. Yeah, it was incredible.
Yeah, we had to give them away because I didn't want to eat more. I didn't even want to finish the one that I tried to eat, but.
It was not particularly great, but at least we know what they are now.
Yeah, exactly. And
the little moon pies.
Yeah, so we'll continue talking
kind
about
of
that.
More of the pie than the moon. Would you say that the pie, you know, the cookie part is a little thicker?
Thick chocolate, yeah.
Well, not just chocolate. I mean, the cookie part.
Yeah,
it's like a little thicker than
the cookie
moon part, moon pie.
So I want to get back into it. There's a little bit more to say about this phenomenon of the choco pie and what's going on with it allegedly being banned now in North Korea, but your calls come first here. Let's go to Jeff. We're going to actually go back in time to an earlier topic here. Jeff, you're listening in Pennsylvania, and you wanted to talk about something different. Go ahead.
Hi, how you doing, guys?
Welcome, sir.
Thank you. I think the transgender bathroom issue is just kind of like not a big deal. I mean, if we're not civilized enough to, you know, take turns in line and respect each other's chance to relieve ourselves, I mean, what does that say about us, you know? I mean,
so you're saying you're okay, just to bring our listeners up to speed in case they're just tuning in. Earlier we talked about a college that is proposing gender-open or gender-neutral bathrooms wherein anyone could go into either bathroom. There would no longer be a men's and women's bathroom. You're saying you're all right with it. You're not really worried about what Mark suggested, the possibility of more rape happening?
Well, he said about waiting in lines.
Right. I mean, you know, the chance to to having a bathroom with a female in it doesn't turn me into a rapist, just like the chance that...
I'm not suggesting that it's going to turn you into a rapist. I'm suggesting that there are rapists.
I know, but if people are going to be rapists, I don't think the bathroom issue is going to...
That's how I feel about it. I don't think a sign on the bathroom is going to stop a rapist from doing what they're going
to
do.
Yeah, the chance to purchase a weapon responsibly can turn me into a killer. You know, it's one of it's kind of like a no-brainer thing.
What if it could actually stop a rape from happening? What if the fact that a bathroom is integrated would mean that there's more likely to be a male who might come in and possibly intervene?
We don't need... Hold on just a second. Where did males become these paladins of intervention? Why should I be obligated to do anything like that because of my sex?
I didn't say you were obligated.
The fact is that God created man, and then Sam Colt made him equal. Any woman in this country can get a gun and be far more deadly than any man.
Not on a college campus.
Well, I'm sorry that college campuses disarm their students.
I'm sorry about that too, Mark. I'm not saying you'd be obligated to
step in. Gender-neutral bathrooms are any solution.
I didn't say that you'd... Nobody said it was a solution to rape, Mark. You said it would cause more. You thought it would cause more.
Here's the problem I see. So, if a rapist man, and I'm just suggesting that here in the outside free world, in the adult world, that men are more likely to... rape than women. I'm just suggesting that the guy can hang out in a gender-neutral bathroom with impunity, and look for female targets, whereas he might get caught and get in trouble and get reported, get on somebody's radar as a potential predator if he hangs out in women's bathrooms waiting for someone to come in. That's what I'm suggesting.
My opinion on that, I understand your point. I mean, you have to have some common sense about safety. Where is this bathroom? You know, I mean, there's a lot of questions here. You might be better off having more people around. You know, in Central Park, there's a bathroom. I think it's in New York City. There's a bathroom. I think it's unisex. I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of people around, and people have to be responsible and not rape each other, you know? I mean, I don't know. I can see
I love the world you're living in where rape doesn't occur. It's awesome.
I don't want to live in that much fear, you know?
Yeah.
So that, like, I can't just go take a leak or whatever. And
I'm with you, Jeff. I don't think that... I think that if the colleges, I think if the colleges believed anything about what Mark is suggesting here, they would never implement a system like this. It would be highly unpopular.
Colleges are where a lot of sexual assaults occur on college campuses.
Yeah, but I can't imagine most of it happens in the bathroom, the public bathrooms on the campus. No, just in general.
They should just have some security, you know, in the hall. So something.
Excellent. Right. Now we need bathroom guards.
Sexual assault on a college campus is more likely, in my opinion, to happen on, in dorm rooms and in places where people are having parties, you know, frat houses, things like that. Not necessarily in the library bathroom.
We'll
that
see.
Just seems pretty
somebody's
low.
Shoving also, us down the road of unisex bathrooms, and we're going to have to try these things out. We'll just see.
You're just
maybe I'm completely wrong.
You're fear-mongering.
I am not fear-mongering.
So, Jeff, you're...
Rape occurs, right?
Yeah, definitely does, but I don't think that there's any information. You're just totally speculating, Mark. There were information that showed that, there's been 150 colleges so far who've gone to this gender-neutral bathroom thing, if there was any indication that that increased the likelihood of rape, that would be all over the place, and colleges would say, whoa, we can't do this. This is going to put our students in danger.
Well,
They're not saying that.
There's certainly a lot of things about gender-neutral bathrooms that we would have to address. First off, I don't think it counts when it's a one-stall bathroom.
I agree with
you
that.
Know, that's just nonsense. So what we need multiple stalls in there.
That's what we're talking about in this case.
And then the ladies would probably be gravitating towards the ones that have the more stalls, and the men will probably gravitate towards the one that has
the urinals,
which is to say the old men's bathroom and the old women's bathroom.
Right, they could put an indicator on the sign indicating that urinals are in this bathroom.
I think a far better solution is to continue to have men's and women's bathrooms and then have a unisex bathroom that somebody can go in if they've got some kind of, you know, gender issue.
Jeff, any other thoughts you want to share on this?
I just think that also we should legalize marijuana completely.
I'm with you.
Because you can get it anyway, so...
Yep.
Just make it legal and take the power out of the criminal's hands, you know.
I agree. In fact, let's go all the way and legalize all drugs. Thanks, Jeff. I appreciate your call.
Love your show.
Thank you, sir. Toll-free number, 855-453. So more about the Choco Pie.
Jeff doesn't know that he's not allowed to say he loves the show on Free Talk Live.
He doesn't say he loves the show. So I don't want this to be a love fest on the air. I mean, not that love's a bad thing, but we've got things to talk about. Like Choco Pies. Now, who doesn't love a Choco Pie? I don't, really. It's not that great. But people in North Korea love it because it's probably the tastiest darn thing they've had in any recent life.
I'd rather go in a gender-neutral bathroom than eat another Choco Pie.
Story from WashingtonPost.com points out here, now, you got to be careful with stories about North Korea, whether they emanate from Pyongyang or Seoul. South Korea's journalistic coverage of its northern neighbor is less than trustworthy. One outlet, especially Chosun Ilbo, has spawned several fake North Korean viral stories, one of which involved a murdered porn star girlfriend of Kim Jong-un, who later turned out to be very much alive.
Hmm.
That said, the Choco Pie story is relatively well documented, studied, and apparently a thing. The North Korean regime has long perceived Choco Pies as an ideological threat, some experts have concluded. North Koreans love Choco Pie, says the president of NK Open Radio, which broadcasts in North Korea. And I believe that means they broadcast into North Korea from South Korea. He told Asia Times in 2009, it's an invasion of the stomach. Who knew that when the factories opened that the pies would be such a hit? Well, it's not that surprising, says one author who appears to have crafted the definitive account of the Choco Pie affair, Richard Lloyd Perry. The story of the pie, he writes, is a story of commonality, showing that even inhabitants of the most isolated nation in the world share an affinity for sugary treats wrapped in plastic. The fact that the wrappers were nowhere to be found in the rubbish bins at Kaesong might have suggested indifference, but the opposite was true. The local workers, most of them women, had quickly realized the Choco Pies were too delicious and valuable to eat. By selling the pies, underpaid Kaesong workers could vastly increase their meager earnings. The cakes found their ways on the black market in Pyongyang. Corrupt soldiers in Kaesong, who routinely extracted fines from the South Korean managers, began to accept and sometimes require payment in chocolate and marshmallow. The trade got so heady that as many as 150,000 Kaesong Choco Pies would disappear into North Korea every day. The going rate was anywhere between $10, an estimate called wildly inflated, to 50 cents. But North Korean officials soon were reporting to be spreading anti-Choco Pie propaganda. One rumor that South Korean authorities had added weird substances to the pies, according to the Daily NK.
Ah, yes, the lacing of the pies.
The Choco Pies were planted by the South to, quote, shake our national defense, according to another report. Quote, they are spying and scheming. If the products from the neighborhood downstairs are enjoyed unconditionally, the ideology of the people could wither at any moment. I mean, this is for real. They really do believe the Choco Pie is a threat.
Their ideology stinks if they...
And they might be right.
If a marshmallow pie will kill it.
Around that same time, according to NK News, Pyongyang began its crackdown on the pies, limiting how many filtered through Kaesong. The regulations seemed to add more, however, to the pie's mystique. Duh, when you prohibit things, people get more interested in them. Imagine.
Indeed.
Now, what they've done, they prohibited, allegedly, the Choco Pie entirely. The price must be skyrocketing in North Korea for these things.
Well, now it's going to become a status symbol for the people who are in the highest areas of government.
It's unclear.
They are destroying their own government by prohibiting this.
Yeah, so it's unclear what will become of the Choco Pie, but a North Korean source living in Pyongyang says this, quote, when the authorities try to stop the sale of Choco Pies from the Kaesong, people just sell domestically developed or the Chinese-made equivalent instead. So sugary snacks will not be stopped in North Korea, but they're certainly going to give it the old college prohibition try. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference one cup at a time. We've partnered with Kamano Island Coffee Roasters to offer you a free pound of BuzzBox coffee. It's organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade grown, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Try the best of the best for free. Just cover shipping. 10% of future purchases go toward helping us give the gift of human freedom around the globe with at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com.
Yes, it's the Central Scrutinizer. I steal your labor by force through taxation.
My job is to spy on you and keep you from hearing things like the Freedom Fiends. I especially do not want you to
torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to keep them drone-proof. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to freedomfiends.com
and click on the torrent
link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to
freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link
and learn how to torrent Fiends archives.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more.
Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.